Next item on the agenda is item number 16 pertaining to Tautog. But the Tog, whichever one you want to prefer.
So we have actually narrowed it down to thanks to my fellow Rhode Island schoolie, Jill Ramsey. We both say Tautog, okay. So it's got to be a Rhode Island thing.
Okay, it's probably one of those in the dictionary that's got two of the... Anyway, go ahead.
Say potato, I say Tautog.
Correcto. Proceed, please. Thank you.
All right. Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the Commission. This is a public hearing on proposed amendments, Chapter 4, VAC 2960, pertaining to Tautog, to establish a commercial Tautog permit and Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission-mandated tagging system. The issue that came up a few years ago was a couple of the states, mostly in New England, have been having law enforcement issues with illegal and undersized Tautog. Part of this is because the live market, which has been growing recently, values the smaller fish. ASMFC recommended a tagging program to increase accountability and approved Amendment 1, which required all commercial Tautog be tagged after January 1, 2020. ASMFC recommended that the tag chosen need to stay on fish, live and dead, not impact the appearance or the condition of the fish as they may live in tanks for several months, and had to be difficult to forge or reuse. In image one, you can see the tags that were chosen, along with the applicator with which they are applied to the operculum.
Are they numbers or what are, I see some indentions in the picture.
So
I can't tell what they are.
That was a trial run. Uh-huh. There are numbers.
Uh-huh.
The tags that our harvesters will receive will have a V for Virginia,
right,
the year, and a tag number.
Okay, thank you.
In images 2 and 3, you can see with an old applicator, which was revised later, the tag being applied, and 4 is how the tagged Tautog will look. So the commercial permit, which we have gone before FMAC on, this regulation has been before the Regulatory Review Committee, and we have also spoken with members of the industry, but have not received any formal comments on. Any commercial harvester can get a permit and tags. There will be a $25 fee to offset program costs. VMRC will distribute tags based on a permittee's historical harvest or a minimum amount if no harvest. Tautog are often an opportunistic species, not necessarily targeted, but maybe caught in pots, hook, commercial hook and line, haul seine, and then the harvesters sell them. And then permittees may request more tags when running low. There is no quota aspect to this. It is just accountability. And as I said previously, the tags will have this information on it. Tautog landed in Virginia must be tagged with Virginia tags. The fish will be tagged with a current year from January 1 to December 31st. And the tag number will be applied to a particular permit. There will be no transfers or agents. January 1, permittees must start using the New Year's tags. By February 15th, all previous year's tags must be returned or accounted for to the commission. Fish tagged prior to January 1st with the previous year's tags may be sold through the end of February. This allows for the live market, where often Tautog caught in November, December are held until typically Chinese New Year when the market value rises. Each year for the last 2 years, about 17 to 25 harvesters have landed Tautog. In 2018, there were only 5. We conducted a harvester survey. We received 80 replies, mostly from commercial hook and line fishermen. 22 say they have previously sold Tautog, but 50 said they will want a permit and tags, demonstrating the opportunistic nature of the fishery. For context, these are the commercial landings of Tautog in Virginia. It has been declining. I'm informed by members of the industry that this is due to market. I guess part of what the tagging program is addressing is illegal sale, and they said that has really been cutting into the price our harvesters can receive. And then on a coastwide scale, Virginia's landings are this orange bar down here. We're not a major player. So in addition to minor changes made to the purpose, definitions, and recreational sections, staff has added Section 48 for commercial permitting and tagging requirements, Section 49 for commercial reporting, and Section 60 for sanctions. I'll summarize the additions in each of these new sections. On page 1 of the regulation, the effective date is changed to January 1, 2020. We updated the purpose and added the definitions seen here. Changes were also made on page 3 to Section 45, which will be reflected later in the regulation. The new Section 48, commercial permitting and tagging requirements, starts on page 3 of the regulation. Subsection A creates the TATOG commercial permit. B says all TATOG taken for commercial purposes must be tagged prior to landing and dictates how the tags are applied to the fish. C says the dealers and processors cannot deal in untagged TATOG. On page 4, subsection D makes illegal the sale of TATOG with expired tags after the last day of February. Harvesters may only land TATOG with Virginia tags, but TATOG tagged in other states may be possessed for the purpose of resale. Subsection F says, as mentioned earlier, that tags cannot be transferred or used by an agent. Since a year's tags were distributed in the previous year and accounted for in the following year, subsection G forbids possession of tags on board a vessel if they are not for the current year. Subsection H, which says the possession of TATOG greater than the recreational possession limit are considered to be for commercial purposes, was moved from Section 45 of this regulation, which is the recreational section. And then it is also illegal to possess more TATOG than tags in the harvester's possession. On page 5 of the regulation, subsection J forbids the reuse of tags. K establishes $25 tag fee, and L states that all unused tags must be returned by February 15th, and any unused tags not returned must be accounted for by submitting an affidavit and or paying a fine. Starting on page 5, the new section 49, commercial reporting, harvesters will need to report the number of tags used daily, and subsection B closes the exemption in 4 VAC 20-610-60K, which says fish caught in federal waters and sold to federally permitted dealers do not need to be reported to VMRC. These trips where TATOG are landed will need to be reported in order for staff to account for the tags used. And starting on page 6 of the regulation is the new section 60 for sanctions. Any person who fails to submit reports or return unused tags cannot receive a commercial permit in any following year until they resolve the issue by submitting their reports, submitting an affidavit, or paying the processing fee for lost tags. Any person who has been found guilty of violating this regulation cannot receive additional tags and may have their permit revoked upon review by the commission. Staff recommendation is to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-960 pertaining to TATOG to establish a commercial TATOG permit and ASMFC mandated tagging system. And I can take any questions.
Any questions? Can you do me a favor and go back a couple pages? I just want to look at something to make sure. That's good right there. Okay, so 610 tells you when you shall report the daily harvest. Not because it says shall report daily harvest of talk. It's a little ambiguous as long as 610 tells you when you report your daily harvest. And that is what, monthly?
Yes, it's monthly. You report your daily harvest.
I can't keep it all. I just want to make sure it wouldn't report daily the harvest of TATOG. I'm going to confuse things, but then again, I don't want to get questions that are confusing. Any questions? Again, thank you, Alexa. This is a public hearing. Anyone wishing to be heard on this matter? Mr. Ledford, please, sir, come forward. Good afternoon, sir. State your name for the record, please.
Yes, sir. Chris Ledford, commercial hook and line fisherman. Question also on that federal waters. They're still going to need the tags, correct? Even though they said there was a little bit different reporting system. As long as it's landed in Virginia.
I'm going to get the TATOG expert to come up here and answer that question on the record. Because if I do, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to rely on the answer.
Question is, if they're landed in federal waters, there was as a matter of fact, that the commissioner wanted to see. At the bottom of that, it says something to the effect outside of the tidal waters would be reported through mandatory reporting. They still have to have the tags, correct?
all tautog landed in Virginia requires Virginia tags.
Okay, that's good. Appreciate it. All right, that's my one question. And then the comment on the fishery, just something. We have a lot of new commissioners. As you know, I've been fishing, you know, hook and line fishing for a long time. Came to my first VMRC meeting in 1989. The characterization of this fishery being less is a reflection of a couple of things. Number one, bait struggles because of the crabbing, no winter dredge fishery. We don't have access to bait. Blue crab, especially females, is a preferred bait. A couple of the highliners that used to be and the people who taught me to fish in the winter have passed on. Joe Mazzell and then another captain, I can't remember his name, out of Little Creek. Anyway, there's a few of us that still tautog fish, from time to time. And then, you know, so that's it. So, you know, what I don't want to do is have, you know, today, you know, be the entire, you know, impression for the commissioners of what our tautog fishery is in Virginia. You know, opportunistic is all fisheries. You know, we have to be opportunistic and capitalize on, you know, what we can make a dollar at, you know, and what we can make a profit at. So the fact that tautog right now is maybe not being capitalized on is not a reflection of the health of the fishery or the health of the fishermen and women. It's just the fact that they've chosen to do other things, maybe a lack of bait. A lot of the tautog landed in Virginia also came from the offshore sea bass fishery, which has been curtailed due to regulation and is currently rebuilding. So, you know, just would like y'all to remember that, you know, moving forward. It's kind of like the cobia, which we're going to have a lot to do with. You know, looking at quotas and history is not always the best indicator, especially to set the mark going forward. You know, we don't want to push people out of a fishery, push them into other fisheries. You know, Virginia's always been proactive in taking, you know, keeping a healthy tautog fishery. Unfortunately, tautog are caught by a lot of out-of-state boats, especially Maryland, just like wreck fish, and we've had this discussion, the tile fish, they come into Virginia waters, Virginia offshore waters, sometimes Virginia nearshore waters, and then they land those fish, our fish, back in Maryland. But that's going on with spot, croaker, and everything else, another pet peeve of mine. We'll get to that later. But anyway, I don't want to take too much of your time. Your day is going well, but please keep that in mind. It's another opportunity. A lot of people depend or did in the past and may in the future depend on tog. I'm glad that they, you know, are doing this to keep the fishery more monitorable, if you will. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for the perspective, Chris. I appreciate that. Anyone else wish to be heard? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission.
Move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion made by Dr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.